So Parshas Kisavo comes at the end of the whole flow of mitzvahs that that make up the central piece, the central segment of Sefer Devarim. We already had began to see more mitzvahs Vaschanan in Ekev, and certainly Re'eh, Shoftim, Kiseitze were chock full of mitzvahs one after the other, and that segment. Spoke about at the beginning of Parshas Chumash Devarim, the Ksava Kabbal talks about the three segments of Sefer Devarim. So that segment, the central segment that's focused on Halacha, comes to completion over the course of Kisavo, where we transition from the Halachic segment to the closing segment of Sefer Devarim, which is about the formation of Klal Yisrael. I want to take a look at the opening mitzvos of Parshas Kisavo, where we're going to see what I believe are two perspectives on the power of speech and two perspectives on the power of joy, drawn from the opening two paragraphs of Parshas Kisavo. The first topic in Parshas Kisavo is Mikra Bikurim, and the second topic is Vidui Meister. So let's take a look first at Mitzvah Tav Resh Vav, 606. We're getting very close to Taf Resh Gimel, to Taryag. And Mitzvah Taf Resh Vav is the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim. The Torah already told us much earlier, already in Parshas Mishpatim, we began to hear about the mitzvah of Bikurim, but there we heard about only Havas Bikurim, a farmer in Eretz Yisrael growing one or more of the Shivas Haminim. So he sets aside the first of those species to sprout, to grow, to begin to grow in his field. And when they're fully grown, he picks them, puts them in a basket, brings them to Yerushalayim. Parsh Mishpatim, we hear, Reishis Bikriyat Maschal Tavi Beis Hashem Lokecha, the mitzvah of Havas Bikurim, bringing it to Beis HaMikdash. The Torah repeats that in Parsh Kisavo and adds another aspect. Not only is there a mitzvah of Havas Bikurim, of bringing the Bikurim, bringing the first fruits to Beis HaMikdash, but Shalom Aleichem, welcome in. Here in Parshas Kisavo, the Torah adds a second mitzvah, the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim. In conjunction with the bringing Bikurim, you recite the psukim that begin at Ami Ovid Avi. The first four psukim of Mikra Bikurim are famous to us as the central axis of Lila Seder, the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So let's take a look at what the Sefer Chinuch has to say, the impact of this mitzvah. It's a Taf Resh Vav, the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim, says the Sefer HaChinuch, Misharashe HaMitzvah, some of the impact of the mitzvah includes Lefisha Adam Me'orer Machshev Osav U'mitzayir Bilvavo HaEmes B'koach Divrei Piv. A person can conjure up ideas, you can imagine something using the power of speech. If I talk about an idea, it will make it more real in my mind. And this is an aspect, Shalom Aleichem, welcome in. An aspect of the Acharei HaPu'ulos Mishachan HaLevavos, the impact that action has on our insides, that the Sefer HaChinuch has betograd throughout the Sefer. So now he says, recognize also the power that speech has on our insides. Al-Kain Behetiv Elav Hashem Baruch Hu, V'Kadosh Baruch Hu has been good to me. Baruch Hashem, I was working hard on the farm and I succeeded in producing a crop. So that's that I worked hard, but I recognize that that's really the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The efforts were on me, but results were on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'bevarcho osov es ad maso, lasos peiros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed me and blessed my soil. And again, the concept is going to be true. The specific application is to a farmer, but the concept will be true no matter what industry I'm in. V'zacha l'havien l'veis elkeinu. And a beautiful line. He said, and you had this chus to bring your first fruits to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's home. Remember that Havas Bikurim itself is a mitzvah. I'm obligated to bring Bikurim to Beis HaMikdash. That's a chiyuv. I can't shirk that. But at the same time, recognize it's a responsibility, it's an obligation, it's also a privilege. A privilege to do this is a mitzvah is a privilege. I'm privileged to live at a, we are not privileged to live at a time when we have a Beis HaMikdash yet. We hope yet that will, we will live to see this. Here you have this farmer who's privileged to, you know, sort of like we hear about, you know, the Jews in 67, that finally they have the privilege to come to outside the Makam Mikdash for the first time in 19 years. He has this farmer the privilege to come to Beis HaMikdash with his first fruits. He has first fruits. He ought to awaken his mind and heart through his speech. To remind myself, to refocus myself on the thought that everything came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yisaper chasadav yisparach aleinu v'al kol am Yisrael derech klal. And what does he do in the Mikra Bikurim? Now he's gonna awaken himself to the gratitude that he ought to feel, to the blessings that he is enjoying. Zev Yechinuch points out what's fascinating is we say the first four Pesukim Rami of Mikra Bikurim because they're a retelling of Yitzias Mitzrayim. What does Yitzias Mitzrayim have to do with this farmer? Yitzias Mitzrayim was decades or centuries earlier. He says, no. If you want to get in the zone of recognizing Chasdei Hashem, you're going to begin by refocusing, reawakening my awareness of Chasdei Hashem on the communal level, on the national level. Al kein maschil be'in Yaakov avinu shechalatzoha kel miyad lavan. We go all the way back, Yaakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rescued Yaakov from Lavan. And we were rescued from the Mitzrim. We worked for the Mitzrim, Hitzilonu Baruch Hu Miyadon. Yachar HaShevach, after the general praise, Mivakesh Milafanov LaHasmin HaBrach HaLav. I then ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't say, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is only the first four psukim of Mikra Bikurim, but it continues to talk about Eretz Yisrael, and it continues to a tefillah, a bakasha, hashkifim v'mokachachim in hashamayim, v'varuch esam chisra v'asadam asher nasata lanu. Ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu to please to look down upon us and bless us. Yitoch his arus nafsho, v'shavach Hashem uvetuvo, and the connection, he says, between the bulk of Mikra Bikurim, which is the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness, the reawakening, the rekindling of my sense of gratitude, has that lead into the bakasha at the end? Because the more attuned I am to noticing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chasadim in my life up until this point, in that proportion, I will be zochet to goodness going forward. Mitoch his oros nafshu b'shevach Hashem uvetuvo. To the extent that I've awakened myself, I raised my own awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness, Zochem is Bareches Oso. That will lead to greater bracha in the future. Alkein Tzivanu Baruch Hu Alzeh Ki Chafetz Chesed Hu. A theme that we've seen a number of times throughout Sefer Dvarim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us his mitzvah L'tov Lanu. He wants us to be right. He wants to give us bracha. So he's enabling us to craft ourselves into people who are ra'i l'bracha. If we'll become more grateful people, we will thereby be more capable of receiving more bracha in the future. So because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a causality in a very different way than we typically think, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bless us, he demands of us that we should become grateful people so that we'll be more open to the blessing that he wants to bestow upon us. Like a very different way of looking at things. And again, as I said before, we're going to see two perspectives on the power of speech and two perspectives on the power of joy. So the first perspective, power of speech, is here, that speech has the power to awaken us to Chasdei Hashem. Speech has the power to make us more grateful people. More grateful people, more gracious people, people who are more capable of receiving HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bracha. The other side of the coin in terms of power of speech appears in the next mitzvah. And that's the second paragraph in Kisavo, another mitzvah of speech, a mitzvah of Vidui Meiser, that twice every 7 years, at the end of there are Masros, Trumas and Masros cycles that last for 3 years. 3 years, another 3 years, and then Shemitah. At the end of each of those, half a year after the end of each of those 3 years, an Erev Pesach of the fourth year of Shemitah, and Erev Pesach of the seventh year of Shemitah itself, a Jew has a mitzvah to come to Beis HaMikdash and to say Biarti HaKodesh Min Abayis, etc., etc. You give a reckoning and you state publicly in Beis HaMikdash that I kept all the halachas of Trumas and Maishas. I took them properly. I disposed of them properly. I followed all the rules and regulations. So what's that mitzvah all about? So now we'll see another angle on the power of speech. Mitzvah Tav Resh Zayin, 607. Misharashay HaMitzvah, Lefisha Segulas HaAdam VeGodol Shivcha Hu HaDibur. The unique power of the human is speech. That's a point that was already made many centuries before. The Sefer HaChinuch, Sefer HaKuzri makes this point, and others before I made this point as well, to refer to human beings as the Medaber, that we're unique, we're distinct from other members of the animal kingdom in our speech. Matter of fact, the Unkelus writes this, in the days of Chazal, days of Tanon. But he Adam al Nefesh Chaya in Parshas Bereishis. So Unkelus says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu endows us with a neshama. The Pasuk says, we became a Nefesh Chaya, a living soul. The Unkelus translates, Ruach Memala, a speaking soul. So the uniqueness of the of human life, as opposed to other forms of life, is speech. Hu Yeser Baal Mikol Mina Nevram. It's that distinguishes us from other living creatures. In terms of other capacities that we have, to walk, to run, to build, to eat, to procreate, and so on and so forth, Gam Shar Balei Chayim Yisnoa'u Kemohu. Other members of the animal kingdom also walk and eat and build and procreate, v'chulu, 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 defend territory, stake out territory. Animals, other animals do all sorts of things, but in speech we're unique. And it says very fascinating. He makes a suggestion, a psychological insight. Al kenyish harbe b'bnei adam shirei in milif sol diburam. He says that's why so many people hesitate to passel their speech. I think he means to lie. So many people will do other things which are immoral, but to lie, to ruin your speech, and many people, that's a red line. Why? Shehu ha-hoda gadol shebahem. That's our great glory. Yosef milachto b'masa. Many people who will more readily sin in action than sin with speech. You have people who are criminals, but they wouldn't swear falsely. Why? How come? What is it? Because we intuit that our speech is sacred. Our speech is sacred. Your word is your bond, because that's uniquely human. So he says, when you recognize that, beforehand, in the previous mitzvah, he's talking about sort of like the ahava aspect of speech. The fact that speech can grow our positivity, and the fact that speech can grow our sense of gratitude and make us royal lebracham. He says there's also the sobering aspect of speech, the yira aspect of speech, as it were. So he says, inyan ha-masras va-trumas davar gadol. Keeping halachas of trumas and masras is an unusually important topic. Number one, davar gadol, number one, it's incredibly impactful. It's such a large area of halacha. And kibahem, gam kibahem teluya michyas mishar se'akel. Not only is it important for the giver, but it's also critically important for the recipient. This is the original system for supporting those who dedicate their lives to avos Hashem. The kam levim were supported in large part by the Truma Semester system. So, to sin, to commit fraud or dishonesty in the system of Truma Semester is a particularly egregious act. We have a tax lawyer in this year. So this original taxation system, as it were, is unusually sacred. Taxation nowadays is important as well, but clearly Truma Semester has even greater significance. He says, "Mechasadav aleinu." Once again, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gift to us. Kadesh lo nachto bahen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to gift us by giving us a tool to help us not slip into fraud. It's not good for us to be fraudulent. It's not good for us to cheat, to give into temptation in the world of Truma Semesis. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did us a favor and gave us a tool to help us be the honest people that we want to be. And what is that? A requirement to make a report. Sivanu, in order to make sure that we're not going to sin in the Hafrasha, v'lo liga, either not to set it aside or to set it aside but then to embezzle or to otherwise misappropriate, shlo liga v'le harusben b'foal, not to use it or to touch it or even when we have the right to eat, like Maaser Sheni, not to eat of it inappropriately. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you need to speak about it. Because speech is something that's going to, we're going to think twice if we know we have to make a report. And not only do you have to speak about it, you have to make this report in Beis HaMikdash. Shol shakarnu b'hem, that we were not dishonest with Trumas Ma'aseh, lo hikavnu davarim, we didn't hold anything back. V'kol kach kadei shenizayim ma'od b'inim. All this in order to make sure that we'll be careful. See, here we have this pair of mitzvahs, beginning of Parshas Kisavo, both verbal, and they highlight in the masterful hands of the Sefer HaChinuch, they highlight two different aspects of the power of speech. There's the power of speech, the yira aspect, the power of speech to keep us honest. And then there's the power of speech, the positive power of speech, the ava power of speech, the power of speech to grow us and to grow our gratitude and to make us into people who are more ra'i l'bracha. I want to wrap up by briefly looking at, we saw two aspects of the power of speech. Let's briefly look at two aspects of the power of joy. And that is mitzvah tafresh ches, the very next mitzvah, 608, also appears in the parsha of Vidui Meiser. Because one of the things that you say in your report, in your Vidui Meiser, is lo achalti ba'oni mimenu. The Maser Rishon I give to the Levi, the Truma Gedola I give to the Kohen, the Maser Ani I give to the poor, Maser Sheni I eat myself, but there are rules and regulations for how you eat them. Many of those rules and regulations we learn from Parshas Kisavo, from the Vidui Meiser, one of which is, you may not eat it immediately after losing a relative. Lo achal, I did not eat it in a state of aninus. So what's the significance of that? Why can't I eat Maser Sheni? Does it matter what just happened in my life? I may not be in the mood of eating Maser Sheni as an Onin, but you got to eat. The person Onin still has to eat. So what's wrong with it being Maser Sheni? So I understand that. I'm not going to eat Basar V'yayin. It's inappropriate. That's going to make me happy. Now is not time to be happy. What's wrong with eating Maser Sheni? So he says, he gives two sharashim for the mitzvah. Both have to do with what I'll lose out by, the Maser Sheni will lose out if I eat it when I'm incredibly sad. Misharashim mitzvah, let's wrap up with this paragraph. Tafresh Ches. Lefi sha'akadshim shulchun gavoahim. To eat karbanos and even Maser Sheni it shares an aspect of this. It's mishulchan gavoa. It's from the table of the Ribbono Shalom. To eat a carbon and to eat Maaser Sheni, it says, though I'm being invited, the Gemara says, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's table, mishulchan gavoa ka'achli. Ein roi l'misha hu do'eg v'ko'ev ma'od b'levavo. Someone who's so overwrought with anxiety, someone who's so sad and such pain, just lost a close relative. It's inappropriate that he should come to the royal table to eat Maaser Sheni. Interesting. He says, as a mashal, it's analogous to what, you know, Persian custom recorded in the Megillas Esther. Mordechai could not walk into the Chatzar HaMelech, to the royal courtyard, wearing clothing of avelos. He says, it's inappropriate. You're sad. Now you should be sad. Now you're in aninus. But now, if you're sad, now is not the time to be eating at the royal table. Hold off of the Maaser Sheni till later. And then he says something else. Because the first aspect has to do with me vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Certain aspects of Avos Hashem require simcha, not all of it, but much of it. So certain aspects of Avos Hashem are reserved for when I'm in a happier state of mind. As we said in the previous mitzvah, I should recognize the privilege of worshiping HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't have the headspace for that right now. Now is not the time to eat the royal table. But then he says the second aspect is the power of joy, not just vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, vis-a-vis other people. Here's the Beit Adam L'Chavero aspect. Where's the Beit Adam L'Chavero aspect in Eden Maaser Sheni? He says, B'achilas HaKadshim Timtza Kapara L'Habaylam. When you eat Karbanos, this did is not only Maaser Sheni, Karbanos cannot be eaten by Ninus. He said, when you eat Karbanos, the Kohen eats the Karban, that impacts the Jew who brought the carbon, that helps to achieve his kapara. Ke'inya the Gemara in Psachim, Kohanim Ochlim Ubailim Miskaprim, based on the Pasuk, the Achlu Osam Asher Kuparbaim. He says the Achilas HaKarbon is an aspect of the kapara. Ein Safeki Ba'achlam is Kadshehem, Hayu Ochlim Osam Bechavano Uvedeya Shalema. You eat the carbon, that was supposed to be an eating. That was an act of extraordinary focus. extraordinary self-awareness. This is part of the kapara. Kol machshavosam, kol tunosam, nechonos neged Hashem. Focus, concentrate on the Rabbanu Shalom. V'yosa adam tzaur do'eg v'charei b'yom ha'mos kravo. This person is such pain, is so anxious, so frightened, so thrown off. It's the day that he lost a relative. Ein da'ato v'chavanaso miyoshev es klal. He's not going to have the capacity to focus. See, he should not be in katshe shamayim. Vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and perhaps if he's a Kohen eating someone else's carbon, vis-a-vis that he's cheating that Jew, the Baal HaKarbon, of the focus that's expected. So in my relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when I'm not in a state of joy, there'd be so much missing, so much so that it doesn't make sense to me to be at the royal table until I've had the chance to recover. And the so many mitzvahs require focus. And often I will need to be in a more joyous state of mind in order to be able to focus, give the mitzvah the mental focus it deserves, and sometimes to give the people, other people, the mental focus that they deserve. So a person's owning, it's inescapable. That day, it's inescapable. He's not going to be in the state of simcha that these mitzvahs and these opportunities require. But on a regular day, on the other 99.99%, so often sometimes it's in our hands. Are we going to be malei tsar udaiga or not? Sometimes it's inescapable, but often it's not. Often we do have the opportunity, the choice of how am I going to focus, where's the primary focus going to be? Will I just let events determine my mood, or will I choose to determine my mood and to be aware of the opportunities that a better frame of mind grant us? And it's fascinating. Sefer Chinuch ends, V'chasher hadavar be'enei omro. And this idea that I gave you, it's a fitting in the eyes of he who said it. I think that's a reference to himself. I think he's saying, I like what I said. I don't remember the last time we saw Sefer Chinuch, you know, give himself a check mark. He was really very taken by this. The koach, we spoke before about the koach of Dibur, and to appreciate the koach of Simcha. And to choose to use our Dibur well, to employ it, to utilize it well, and to choose to make the choice for Simcha, to make the choice for focus when sometimes we can't. But most of the time it's up to us. And to recognize the opportunities, spiritual opportunities, Ben Amal Chaver and Ben Amal Makom, that open up to us once we make the choice to get ourselves into a place of focus and to get ourselves into a place of simcha. Bosei, thank you so much for joining. Thanks so much for calling in.